Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
Definitely will vote.
What is your age?
94.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Well, what do you mean in Grand Traverse County? You mean in terms of, like, what kind of things are you talking about?
Generally speaking, sir. Generally speaking.
They're on the right track.
When voters go to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on this. This proposal is called the For Non-Motorized.
For what?
Trails. NALASH. And the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period
for
of
what?
10 years?
For what?
Shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of
what?
Taxable value? I'm giving you that information as I'm reading, sir. May I continue?
Okay. Okay.
So it's 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This melange will raised an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of
yes.
this proposal or no against it?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably?
Definitely yes.
Since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal. In a simpler way, this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails for Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
Definitely yes or probably?
Definitely yes.
Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Well, when you put it that way, I would say probably. Probably yes.
As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over the 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Here's the first one. I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost average homeowners about $105 per year. Or, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plant and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plant and construct new trails. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
Oh, boy. Let me digress a bit, okay?
Sure.
I don't live in Grand Traverse County.
Okay. Hello? You're breaking up, sir.
No, I think it may not be something I will be able to vote on. I do not live in Grand Traverse County.
Well, remember, this may or may not appear on the ballot, but you do reside in Michigan State, correct?
Correct. In Leelanau County. I live in Leelanau County.
Okay, that's fine. But like the, it mentioned earlier, this may or may not appear on the ballots. So, you know, but from what I just read to you, sir, what option do you want me to mark down for you?
Well, let me see if I've got all options in mind. Was there one that would not raise it as much and would cost the average homeowner about $70 a year?
Let me check for you. Yes, it says here, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain its 16 trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year.
That's
is that okay?
The one I would approve. That's the one I would approve.
Okay. And continuing, and thank you so much for your patience. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Controlling growth and development, protecting water quality and water supply, making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, improving public education and local schools, holding the line on property taxes, and reducing government spending, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, or protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat.
Now, you're asking me to choose one of those or all of them?
One of these.
Affordable housing.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. You will be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as FART Trails. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Grand Traverse County Government?
I'm not sure. So what would I say if I'm not sure of that one?
Okay. Oh, I'll mark that down for you. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
What about your city or township government?
Same thing. Not sure.
Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
About right.
If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I trust them.
Definitely trust them, or probably?
Probably trust.
Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project. To maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Here's the first one: to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
To promote health and wellness.
Strongly agree.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Probably yes.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
To promote recreational opportunities. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Somewhat agree.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Somewhat agree.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
To improve what?
To improve connectivity for residents.
Yep. That would be like transportation?
This would be for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
What do you mean by connectivity?
I am required to read verbatim, sir. I cannot add to the question or take from it. I just have to read it how it's been written.
Then somewhat agree.
The other one says to maintain existing trails.
Strongly agree.
To plan and construct new trails.
Somewhat agree.
To promote local economic development.
Somewhat agree.
Now, if forced to choose which of the following is more important to you, ensuring the current trail network of Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
That was two things. Which of those two?
Yes. If you like, I can read them for you again, sir. The first one says ensuring. Okay. The first one says ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well and maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County.
The first of those two.
And thank you again for your patience. You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. And if each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support it?
Very likely.
The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
I don't understand the question there.
The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Fine.
Are you much more likely to support them, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Very likely.
there will be full public disclosure of all projects spending.
Strongly agreed.
A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensuring the funds are administrated for their intended purposes.
Strongly agree.
Now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. Here's the first one. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Is this very convincing to you? Somewhat convincing? Not too convincing or not convincing at all?
Very convincing.
Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Very convincing.
Very convincing.
Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not convincing at all?
Very convincing.
In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Very convincing.
$7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trails, networks, and plan, and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Very convincing.
Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grant and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construction new trail.
Very convincing.
This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail Network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Very, very, very convincing.
This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
What are the three choices?
Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
This other one says, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space natural wildlife habitat and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
Now, thinking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Yes, definitely, or yes, probably?
Yes, probably.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. Here's the first one. There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Is this very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Very convincing, somewhat. Excuse me, sir. Oh, I have the options for you. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all.
Not too convincing.
This proposal will bring more tourism to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Somewhat convincing.
With inflation, high gas prices, raising home prices, and skyrocketing cost, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Wow.
Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all.
And this other one here says, this proposal would give millions more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Choices again, I'm sorry.
Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all.
This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
The bottom one, not convincing at all.
And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably yes, sir?
Probably yes.
Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. Here's the statement. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, and just say it in your own words.
I'm thinking.
Take your time.
I would prefer more focus on affordable housing and tax relief for the working person.
I would prefer more affordable housing.
And okay. I'd prefer the money spent on affordable housing and on tax relief for low-wage, working-class people.
And taxes for working-class people. Okay. I got
yes.
it. Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, on this section here, before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission. Do apologize. It's called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Melash Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previous improved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improve mileage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved, the levy in full, the renewal, millage, will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. For confidential purposes, just to be sure that we have a representative sample, regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections?
2020, Democrat, Joe Biden, Democrat.
And with which political party are you affiliated?
Affiliated?
Yes, sir.
I'm not affiliated with any, but I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
I don't know where you draw the line between those two. I'm not a far out left guy. I'm in the middle, but definitely on the side of liberal.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
Graduate school.
A college graduate? Or high school graduate?
No, a postgraduate, college postgraduate.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. And do you own or rent the home that you currently live in?
Yes, I rent it.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living
None.
In your household?
None.
And what is your main racial background?
I tell you what, I'm not going to tell you because we hear too much about that, and I don't want any issue made of mine or anyone else's race.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call. We are done. You enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.